Well, it's 5:33 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. If you do have any questions, please, you can forward your questions on our WhatsApp number. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's time for our Q&A. Today is the 26th of Ramadan, 1444. Welcome to the program, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 97, 98, and 99. In yesterday's lesson we did, now there was complete reconciliation between the brothers. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam forgave them, Joseph forgave his brothers, and now said, our primary objective is the entire family must be brought here from Palestine to Egypt, and especially our old father who is crying and gone blind. So take this kurta mubarak, this long shirt of mine, and then place it on the mubarak countenance and face of our honorable father, and his eyesight will be restored. Thought, lo and behold, when they were just leaving from Egypt, coming to Palestine, miraculously, لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفُ. So he, the father Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, said, I already can perceive and can already scent, feel the scent of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And then the brothers were reluctant about that and so forth, meaning the family that were there. And when they met and so forth, they realized that everything the father said and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said was 100% the truth. Now what did the sons do? Because they're guilty on all charges without any mitigating circumstances. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 97. The 10 sons who came. What they said? Ya abana astaghfir lana dhunubana. Oh, our beloved father, you are a Nabi, you are a messenger of Almighty Allah. You beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala that Almighty Allah must forgive us for our vices, our sins. Inna kunna khati'in. Indeed, we are the guilty party. We are guilty of major, major sins. We dumped our brother Joseph in the well. We sold him there in slavery. We put him through so much difficulty, but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala kept on elevating his rank, and we were becoming humiliated and relegated all the time. So now please, Father, we also will cry to Allah, but you also beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Now all this is happening in Canaan, in Palestine. So what does the father say? Qal, he, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam says, Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. He did not say, immediately I'll pray for you. He said, soon, astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I will ask my Allah, my sustainer, nourisher to forgive you. He was waiting for Friday morning, the tahajjud time in the early part of the morning, 2-3 o'clock. How Almighty Allah has He's showered his bounties and favors and benevolence upon us. This Ramadan 1444, he blessed us with 5 Fridays. How grateful we should be, remember that. And you know that last night was 27 night already in 90%, 95% of the countries of the world. Tonight in South Africa, inshallah. So be that as it may, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. And this is not Friday only in Ramadan. Every Friday, and when it's Ramadan, then it's the best day of the week and the best month of the year. So beg Almighty Allah, and what should we be reading in the early part of the morning? Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun, the pious people at suhoor time, sehri time, they're begging Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Wal mustaghfirin bil ashar, Allah Ta'ala mentions it in 2-3 places. So I soon will make dua for you. After all, you are my sons, and I have to make dua for you, but not now. Moqa e shanasi. I'll wait for the opportune time and opportune moment, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmah josh mehe, when Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the special mercy, is descending. So remember, O Muslim, even sehri time, whilst you eating, drinking your tea, and having your egg and samosas and what have you, so remember, read Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. Istighfar is for the past. Ya Allah, I beg you for forgiveness. Tawbah is for the future. O Almighty Allah, do not let me relapse and go back to that evil and devilish lifestyle. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Verily, He Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very merciful. Now you're going to bring the whole family, and they're going to stay there for many, many months or years, whatever. So now the logistics, all that, the children, grandchildren, all have to get ready, and they're making a migration from Palestine. And I told you when Surah Yusuf started, that is why Almighty Allah revealed the Surah and chapter. Why and how did they leave Palestine and settle there in Egypt? Afterwards they came back, like Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, after many, many years. But it's not some love story. Now they all are in Egypt. They are entering. What a moment when father and son are meeting after 40 years. Can you imagine? There's no words to speak. Father weeping, crying, son crying and weeping. You as a mother will understand this to a certain extent, not completely. When you are pregnant in your gestation, the pains you go through, the anxiety you go through, and then after 9 months you give birth, the labor pains you go through is a matter of life and death. But when you hug your baby, when you kiss and embrace your baby, then you forget the labor pain, because it is one of the most joyous and days of happiness in for you. So remember that this is just a simple example, not exactly the same. So remember, just to give us some understanding. So father and son meet, and now what happens? فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفُ. Hence, subsequently, so after a few days or maybe a few weeks, exactly Allah knows, when they, now the whole entire family, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and the children, grandchildren, all of them. Now here we need to pause. I need to give you some understanding, because you will forget or misunderstand. So Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and Benjamin bin Yamin, their father is Jacob, and Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, their biological mother is Rahil, that is Rachel, okay? But she passed away long time ago. So the biological mother passes away. Then he, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, marries Rachel's and Rahil's sister, Leah. It's a wonderful name for you to keep for your daughter and so forth. Lam Ya Alif. What a shadda tajdeed on the Ya. It means to bend, incline towards good deeds. Lia, for those of you who want the English equivalent. So that is the Khala, the Masi, the mother's sister. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Khala to be manzilatil the Masi, the Khala, the maternal auntie takes the place of the mother. So now Jacob came, peace be upon him, with Leia, with Li'ah. So that is how they entered, children, grandchildren, all of them. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ So he gave everybody their quarters. You're going to stay here, you're going to stay here, you're going to stay there. But for his beloved father, and now his maternal auntie, so now the place of the mother, Leia, you're going to stay right next to me. After 40 years, how many things we have to discuss? How many times I have to kiss you, oh honorable father? Father says, how many times I have to kiss you, oh my handsome Yusuf? فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ آوَىٰ إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ And he gave shelter to his parents. You see? So I told you now what it means. And remember this. So it means gave everybody shelter. But his parents, father and maternal auntie, Masi, Kala, and so forth, so gave them the nearest place to him. وَقَالَ دُخُلُوا مِصْرًا And he told them, now enter into Egypt. Allahu Aminin. Allah willing, now there's peace, security, tranquility, serenity. When you go to Cairo airport, you will see this ayat written there, and this verse written there, Udukhulu Misra Insha'Allahu Aminin. So nevertheless, now we are going to come tomorrow. Then what happens? Inshallah, we'll discuss tomorrow. Let's take you around the world, nationally, globally, internationally, for news, views, and interviews. Sunak, I told you, these guys, they're going to finish you up. So Sunak and his wife are the richest couple ever, you must remember, to become the Prime Minister of Britain and the First Lady of Britain. So they're multi-billionaires, but now the Ethics Committee caught him offside. They say your wife did not declare that she was a member or a shareholder in the childcare or whatever it is. So now he's in big, big problems. They're going to set him up. Didn't I tell you before next Diwali, you will see the crackers flying already. So remember, these whiteys are haramis. They want their white hegemony. Sudan. Every day suddenly Sudan. What is the background of Sudan? You see, Russia and Sudan were discussing. Then Sudan, that is, you must remember, the government, they agreed that Russia, you can come put a base here. I got no problem with that. It will be a win-win situation. But do you think America can stomach it? So America then uses, remember, the other side of the army, the deputy, and try and bring a coup. So that is their job, remember that, the CIA and American agents. They had more than 50 countries they invaded since World War II. They are the biggest terrorists with Israel, remember that. See Israel, the haramis. So they say that the women are incapable of serving the elite forces in the IDF. Women not allowed. So in Israel's history, you will never find a female president. Prime Minister, they had Golda Meir, terrorist. But president, they never had. America never had a female president. But they want to come speak about feminism and speak about equality between the genders. But they themselves, they will never allow it. See what the whiteys do. This is last night's news, yesterday's news. That in America, the grand jury, they found the white policemen, 8 of them, not guilty, when they shot a black person. You know how many bullets they put through him? They put 46 bullets through the black guy, and yet the white police are not guilty. What you tell me about America? One of the most racist society, and the whiteys and so forth, you must remember. And about 6 or 8 bullets were put through the back of the guy. And you want to come tell me your white policemen are not guilty? So it's one of the most racist governments, remember that. So when the blacks going to rise, and that they will say no. That now they're saying no, everybody must be calm. But if you put 46 bullets through my brother, what must I do? Think about that. Sunak, your hospitals are not safe. The rapes in the UK hospital is increasing. Can you believe that? We thought in South Africa we got the crisis in our hospitals. And we got a crisis with no problem about that. We used to it. We know everything is going backwards. But imagine that we third world, fourth world country. UK, they rape the patients in the hospital. Can you believe that? Blair, the harami, the war criminal, again the news came. before invading Iraq, Blair and Bush and them, they knew that there is no weapons of destruction there. But Blair said, no, you still go and bomb them. So what you call these whiteys, I'm asking you? Blair, Bush, you must remember Cheney and Madeleine Albright, the Jutley, who went there and said, murder the 500,000 Iraqi children. And then they want to come tell us about human rights. Then they want to come tell us about Western values. These whiteys, they're the biggest racists in the world. I never said all. BB, the Harami, the biggest terrorist, Haaretz newspaper writes, he has lost all honor. His only whole day making noise, Iran, Iran, Iran. I think he sees the Ayatollah in his dreams also. So remember, BB, you are the culprit. You are the cancer. You and your right-wing Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. Whole lot of you Haramis and terrorists of the highest order. Remember that. And you can quote me anywhere. U.S. economy is crashing and falling apart. Who says so? Trump said so. South Africa, you belong to the third world country, fourth world. You're not invited to the G7. They said, South Africa, you're hopeless, useless. You can't even sort out your electricity crisis. So they never invited South Africa to the G7 conference to be held there in Japan. Tunisia, I met this person personally, Rashid Ghannouchi. So he was what they call the Islamist party, Inada party. So the president case there is a Pakka Murtad Harami. He arrested him and now he's also in jail and so forth. But the Western media will keep silent about this because France and them love him to be there. So any person who's anti-Islam, so they will say he's a good guy. Sisi, the MBS, MBZ, all of them. The West will tolerate them because they're anti-Islam, anti-Muslim. But when you speak Islam, then you are a terrorist and so forth. Look at America. I told you, Haramis, you can't beat Russia. Sanctions are going to backfire on the dollar. Who said so? The Secretary of Treasury of America. Ben-Gvir dismisses the police chief in Tel Aviv. The AG, the attorney general, says that, nay, you must reinstate him. They got big problems there. And very soon, remember, this whole government will be thrown to the scraps of history and will be known as a terrorist and, remember, a right-wing government. So one Israeli was wounded yesterday in the West Bank. We say, Alhamdulillah. So anybody they attack there in Israel, any settler, any Jew, remember that, who is supporting the state of Israel, it's a legitimate target. Remember that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Can you believe this? Iran, they sharpshooters, you know. They know how to play. Pakka kafirs they are. Remember that, Shias. So now President Raisi of Iran invites King Salman to Tehran. Now they're going to cut deals like that. How many hajis can we come? How many dollars are you going to invest? And so forth and so on. That side, America is blowing a fuse. How can this happen? Other side, Israel is confused. And how can Iran and Saudi Arabia come together? For us, both governments are shaitan. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin is working there. So both immoral and so forth. Nevertheless, let's go on with our program. Inshallah, today is Tuesday. So Brother Abu Bakr Rawat will be on with Mawlana Zahid Khan. And inshallah, Allah, 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, and 105 to 130 will be inshallah Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So make dua. Tonight is big night for you in South Africa, and every night is big night, mashallah, in Ramadan.
I see Jacko. He says, AK is a jihad. Of course, jihad. He says, jihad only about war, or is it a general term for one individual? Jacko, Ustad.
Manjal Jacko, Vavasi, Vase Ba Slapper. So you must remember, I'm asking where he was sleeping or what. Jacko, jihad means I invite you. You see what we're doing now is jihad. Remember that. To invite people to the only true religion, and that is Islam. And then if I have, you have a Muslim country, Islamic country, we tell you enter into the fold of Islam. They say, no, that I want to stay Christian, Jew, Hindu, whatever. We say, no problem, chapter 2, verse 256, La ikraha fid deen. There's no compulsion in religion for non-Muslims, so you stay on the deen and religion, but you must abide by our rules, and you have to pay tax and so forth, but your life, your honor, your assets, your property, everything will be protected by us, by the Muslim army. And you want to come steal our land like the Israelis? Russia invaded Ukraine, and now they became war criminals. But Israel invaded the squatters, the haramis, the terrorists. They not war criminals. Can you reconcile that? What Putin is doing, you must multiply that times 75 if you are a man of justice. You heard Jeremy, you heard Jonathan, you heard all you jutlas, haramis. You must speak the truth. Don't come speak here with a fork tongue. That, remember, what is the difference between Russia invading Ukraine and you invading your squatters there and settlers into Palestine, occupied Palestine? So that is what we are saying. So then we will have jihad. You see, you come to Afghanistan, then we have jihad. You want to steal our resources, we'll have jihad. You want to belong to the Hindus, the Hitler's Hindus, what they are doing to my sisters and daughters, they rape them and so forth, then there's jihad. You see what's happening in Kashmir, what's happening in India? So that is how they're doing. So then what you expect the Muslim to do? We have an offensive war and a defensive war, but that will be the last resort. So jihad is to invite you first.
I see there's a listener says, I am in my last month of pregnancy, Ustad, and could not manage fasting. I will keep to fast a week to catch up, inshallah. Some people say you can pay fidya for this fast. And after birth, does the woman have to wait a full 40 days to start salah again in fasting? And why can't I start salah and fasting once I am clean enough to do so, Ustad?
You must remember, sister, you're confusing everything. Number one is this, when you are pregnant or you are breastfeeding and so forth and you must fast, then qada is compulsory. Payment will not suffice. That's according to Islam, according to all four schools. So if you must 20 fast, 15 fast, 10 fast, so or the whole month, so every week keep, you understand, when you are clean, keep the 1-2 fast, that's fine. And no payment, remember that. Payment will not suffice. Second issue is, now you give birth, now you and your husband, now is the time, that now you know you still got your big nights and so forth. So read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Nabi Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham. 69 times his name, Nami, honorable name, is mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 14, dedicated to him. He and his wives, remember Sarah, they both in the old age. Sayyida Hajar was still young compared to Sayyida Sarah. But he cries to Almighty Allah in his old age. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious children. So you and your husband both read that abundantly. The maximum period of nifas of postnatal is 40 days maximum, according to Hanafis and Hanbali jurists and scholars. According to Shafis and Malikis, it is 60 days. It does not mean, my sister, that's where your confusion. You're listening to our Indian ladies. They brought some Lal Kitab from Chakmalpur and Mirzapur and Kolvatpur and Saharanpur. So leave all that stories of theirs. So 60 days is maximum Shafi'i and Maliki. You get clean, you sure 100% there's no more bleeding, no more, you know, spotting, all that. After 21 days, 28 days, 30 days, you take your first ghusl and then you resume your fasting. You resume, you must remember your salat, you resume your tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran, all that you continue doing. So that is the fatwa and that is the verdict. There's no such thing for 40 days, you must sleep and dream and then you start. No, that is just the maximum period. So people confusing, they confuse and they want to blow your fuses in the process.
Let's go to Heidelberg, Ustad, a brother from Heidelberg. He says, what is going on with Saudi Arabia? Why did CIA visit Saudi, Ustad?
So you must remember, you don't know Lindsey Graham. Do you know about Lindsey Graham? His father was a reverend and remember a big priest. So this Lindsey Graham, senator, he's not married, by the way. You must remember that. He's single. So there's a lot of charges, allegations against him that maybe he's gay and what have you. But anyway, So he made a comment after Jamal Khashoggi's murder by MBS that I will never ever meet him for MBS. I will never ever greet him, and so forth and so on. So MBS knows Murtad bin Shaitan that I'm holding all the trump cards. I'll make the Americans dance a little bit. So Biden said, I will make Saudi Arabia a pariah state. And he said that we're going to fix this MBS up. He made sure that Biden come there to him, and then he had to go and beg him, then increase the oil and so forth and so forth. Now he had to come, you must remember, Lindsey Graham, to recalibrate, as they say. So to come, and what he says, no, now I make a U-turn. Because now they know that he, MBS, is showing them so many points now. He went to go make peace with Syria. He went to make peace with Iran. And he stopped the war now in Yemen. He's a harami murtad, remember that. They're the murder of Yemenis, you must remember, hundreds of thousands, 4 million of them, you must remember, plus minus, living in abject poverty in squalor. But it was to come blow the peace pipe. Heidelberg, I'm coming to Heidelberg, inshallah, this Friday. Friday, and I'll be there in Masjid al-Rahman for Jumu'ah, and inshallah Saturday we will be there in Balfour. 7:30 is the Bayan, inshallah Eid Bayan.
Ameen.
And 8 o'clock is the Eid Salat, and is there in Balfour Eidgah if the weather is good. So make dua, Heidelberg and Balfour, inshallah we will be there in our hometown where all my connections are. You know Balfour, Molana?
No,
it's got one street, you understand? So I had to perform a nikah, you understand? So I told the people from Kredingstad, so I told them that from where you come, there's one horse town, you see. So there's one horse there. And she was getting married in Komatipur. So I told her she's making 100% progress, because in Komatipur, there's two horses there. You understand? So this type of thing.
Ustaz, just one more quickly to understand this masala. It says, South Africa has started one day later to fast than other countries. I am currently in Medina, and Eid will most likely be on Friday. If so, I will only be fasting for 28 days. There is no 28 days in Islamic calendar. Do I have to make a qadha fast to make it 29 days when I return home, Ustaz?
Remember that to say Saudi Arabia is going to have Eid definitely Friday, that's wrong. Yesterday, Saudi Gazette, and I sent it out everywhere. So you must remember to all the groups and Telegram and so forth. They say they cannot be citing in anywhere in the world, and nor in Saudi Thursday night. So it seems that they're also going for Saturday Eid. But you don't know how the Saudis work. Last minute they can change. They'll tell you one guy in the desert who's half blind, you know, he saw the moon and the crescent. And you say, how you saw the moon? You say, Allah gave me a gift. You understand? That's how they speak, you must remember. I know, I was in a conference. You must remember this type of thing. So you must remember, we're not sure. But other countries, they will go for Saturday Eid if they do. If they do real sighting, then Saturday is Eid. If they don't do sighting, then Friday. So don't work on that. But let's work on your, you understand, question. If you must remember Friday is Eid there, then yes, after Eid you must keep one qadha, that will be compulsory upon you. So yes, we end the program. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.